It's not a very Mother's Day-ish message. it's a Mama Bear message. and it's one of those things that I feel has more to do with speaking into an atmosphere and speaking into things rather than being for y'all, if that makes sense. So bear with me and come with me on this journey. I'm going to just read you a statement to have in the back of your head as I'm talking about what I'm talking about this morning. and this, I believe, it is my opinion, that this was straight out of the mouth of the demonic principality over California. There is no fundamental right of parents to be the exclusive provider of information regarding sexual matters to their children, either independent of their right to direct the upbringing and education of their children or encompassed by it. Do you need me to read that again? There is no fundamental right of parents to be the exclusive provider of information regarding sexual matters to their children, either independent of their right to direct the upbringing and education of their children or encompassed by it. I have, well, truth be told, we've been up against this thing for as long as we've probably lived in this state, as you all have, whether you realize it or not. But particularly since my kids have been born, for obvious reasons. And in the last few months, man, so I'm going to talk a bit about spiritual warfare this morning. Some principles. I am definitely not one to encourage people to go poking bears that aren't looking at you. So don't do that. This bear is poking us. This bear is poking us right now, and I've had enough. I am pissed. Amen. And this last couple months, I've been trying to put my finger on it, and I think I've got my finger on it now, and I'm pissed. And I've had enough. And it's time for us as the church. Not just Mountain Hope Center, as the church, to stop lying down and to mean business. We need to go Mama Bear on this bear, because it's not cool. It's not cool. So principles, let me start with that so that we are on the same page. So like I said, I don't think it's wise to go poking bears that aren't looking at you. This one is poking us. It's after our kids. And that's poking us. You touch my kids, you're touching me, man. Forget it. It's enough. And but I want to make it really clear what I'm talking about here. Our battle, as we know from Ephesians, our battle is not against flesh and blood. We are not dealing with flesh and blood here. Our enemy is not the state. Our enemy is not political powers that be, or whatever political party you don't like. Our enemy is not any of those things. It's not the school board. It's not any of those things. People are not our enemy. The LGBTQ community is not our enemy. People are not our enemy. They are hostages and prisoners of war who need freedom.
That's right. Amen.
Just as much as we do. But what the enemy would like us to do is focus on them and judge them and point our fingers at them and forget who's really in charge and who's really pulling the strings. And that is a principality and a power over this region. And I'm specifically talking about California this morning because it's ripe this morning. that this principality, this power over this region thinks it's pulling the strings, and we have got to rise up and not let it do that anymore. As the church, that is our calling, that is our right, that is our authority in Christ, to be able to stand for what is right and not allow this thing to usurp a position that is not its to hold. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord over California. Righteousness will reign in this state. And we need to rise up and hold that position. So just, you probably know this, but just to cover the bases, basic principles of spiritual warfare. There is rank and order. Just like with God, there is rank and order in the kingdom. There is rank and order within the demonic realm. And they, what I'm talking about this morning is a principality. And that is why I say principality and powers. And that is why I say don't go poking bears that aren't poking. But I feel the release of Holy Spirit this morning to speak to this because he has been poking us. And I'm pissed. And so principalities are those the highest ranking authorities in the demonic realm that influence the mindsets of an entire geographical people group, okay? So they are high up. They don't do the grunt work. They're pulling the strings. They're calling the shots. They're setting the strategy. They're dispersing the other minions out to do the dirty work, okay? Powers are those entities that can cover smaller regions within that principality's control. So you'll feel a certain, for those of you with a strong discernment of spirit gifting, you can drive from between two cities and feel a shift in how it feels. You know, you drive into Vegas, you're going to feel Vegas. If you drive into LA or Hollywood, you're going to feel a different sort of thing in the atmosphere. Those are powers. They hold sway over regions and hold people in a mindset. The strongholds are in our minds. And those powers hold a mindset over an entire people group and hold them in that. Now, I being on the mountain for how long now? A dozen years. I've come to recognize certain, I used to call them waves, but I'm starting to see it a little different now. But you would feel this kind of ripple through the atmosphere at different times. And you could even go out like to the grocery store or be out somewhere and just listening to people's conversations. And it was like everybody was experiencing the same thing at the same time. And it was not good stuff. Like, and you could just hear it in what people were saying. And it was a good like indicator of, okay, I need to gird up now. This is what's going on. What I'm starting to see now is that principality giving direction to the powers and to the minions under the powers to mess with things. And it's almost like the principality is like this puppet master, and there's this huge like puppet thing, but it's not just one puppet. It's like all these puppets on one big marionette web thing. So it's like, I wish I could show you what's in my brain, but it's like this huge, you know, marionette and has a little cross thing and the strings. It's like that, but it's huge and it's got tons of puppets on it. And it's like, it's able to pull these strings and make all these puppets move at once. And that's what those waves are that you can feel go through a community at different times, is that thing, for whatever reason, has decided to play with the puppets a little bit and get them moving. And so that's what I'm talking about this morning. So these are the bears you don't want to poke without due reason, without them poking you first and God giving you the go-ahead. That said, you cannot cast out a principality. You cannot talk to a principality and say, go away. We don't have that right. If you want to look more into that, I highly recommend John Paul Jackson's book, needless casualties of war is very good. And so, yeah. Do you want to add to that? Does that make sense? So that's as a word of caution. Don't go around casting out the principality because you're inviting some things you don't want to invite. And powers. What we do have authority over and what we can cast out are those low-level demons that influence people. And so this is how we do warfare. This is why our armor in Ephesians is close combat armor. If you look at that armor, it's close combat armor. And the way that we affect the atmosphere and we hit the principality where it hurts is one soul at a time, is one person at a time, speaking truth, speaking identity, speaking purpose, setting them free, healing, deliverance, salvation through Jesus, one soul at a time. Where's that scripture? There's a scripture somewhere, John or something, where he talks about how they were all excited because they were casting out demons, and Jesus was like, well, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. The thing about lightning is it strikes from the ground up. And every time we impact one soul for the kingdom, that lightning strikes from the ground up and it hits where it hurts. And it's one soul at a time, one job at a time, one act of obedience, one at a time. Slowly we're going to chip away at the hold that that thing has over the minds of the people, that stronghold that is over people's minds, one soul at a time. So I don't want to like say this and we're like, oh, crap. We have to take down a principality. No, we're obedient, one soul at a time, one soul at a time. As a mother, my primary responsibility are those two kids over there. Those are my two primary souls to impact for the kingdom. Yeah. And he has something to add.
Just the rest of that verse is, rejoice that your names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. The priority is the souls. Mm. Right? Amen. It wasn't that they were rejoicing over the demons. It was, rejoice that your name's written.
Yeah. Right?
So that's backing that up.
Yes, that's good. Thank you, husband. So is that clear?
Yeah.
Spiritual warfare principles. So this week, it's just been bugging me, poking at me. And I'll admit, and I have to confess, I just wanted to quit. Not just this week, months. It's been months, but really this week was like, I can't fight this fight anymore. Like, it's just too much. And couldn't really put my finger on it, I guess was the deal. And I had forgotten one of my basic rules I live by, and that's not to take things personal. Okay, so let me go back. Okay, so there's two sort of principles that I have adopted when it comes to the realization that we live in a war zone. We live in a war zone, and there's nothing we can do about that. We're never going to get out of it until Jesus comes back. So I'm sorry if that's bad news for you. You're in a war, and it's not going to stop, and there's no breathers. You don't get a break. God might give you seasons of rest, but it's in a cave in the middle of a war zone. It's still not that great. One thing I resolved, I guess, early on, and that I guess I kind of lost sight of in the last little while, is these, can you call them principles? Godfather principles. I like the Godfather. And so there's two famous lines from the Godfather movies, and to me, these are like essential attitudes for me to have when faced with the reality of what we live in and the spiritual warfare that we are constantly in. So we got to go all Corleone. I'm sorry if you have issues with the Godfather. But we got to go all Corleone family right now on this. And that is, it's not personal. It's business. It's not personal. It's business. We can't take it personal. Even though it hits us in personal places, it hits us where it hurts, it's not personal. And we can't take it personal. And two, we got to go to the mattresses. And we're going to the mattresses now, today, this morning. We are going to the mattresses. We are going to the mattresses this morning because it's enough. It's enough. And in a minute, I'm going to have us all stand up and go to the mattresses. Like, what the heck does that mean? Do you know The Godfather? I'm like, come on, people. You got to see it. It's a cinematic classic. Oh, my word. Okay. Going to the mattresses. Surely you've seen the scene where the guy wakes up in his bed and there's a horse head in there. Yes? No? Oh, my goodness. I really shouldn't recommend it, but come on. It's The Godfather. They went to the mattresses. They put a horse head in his bed. That's what we got to do. Why'd they put the horse in there? Because they were killing each other. They were. What did he do?
Oh, it was
reciprocal. We're going to put horses' heads in the bed. Not literally, please. But seriously, that's the attitude. He doesn't play nice.
That's right.
The devil does not play nice. And we have to not play nice. And we actually have the victory. So bad news for him. So I just want to go back to what I read at the start and explain that a little bit and explain what I'm sensing, what I'm feeling. And then I want us to pray. I want us to go to the mattresses this morning. Because it's enough. No more. I'm mad. That what I read you earlier and said was the principality over California. I took some liberty there. That was a court ruling. November 2nd, 2005, Fields versus Palmdale. Is anyone familiar with this? Okay, so Fields versus Palmdale. When parents of school children in Palmdale, California learned from their sons and daughters that they had been questioned in their public elementary school about sexual topics, such as the frequency of thinking about having sex and thinking about touching other people's private parts, some of them exercised their constitutional right to take their grievance to the courts, the parents. The questioning was part of a survey the Palmdale School District was conducting regarding psychological barriers to learning. So it was like a psychology survey that they had put into the school. Parents took it to court. They were denied. They appealed. They were denied. And this was the final ruling. I read half of it at the beginning. There is no fundamental right of parents to be the exclusive provider of information regarding sexual matters to their children. Either independent of their right to direct the upbringing and education of their children or encompassed by it. We also hold that parents have no due process or privacy right to override the determinations of public schools as to the information to which their children will be exposed while enrolled as students. If that is not a statement from the pit of hell, I don't know what is. That was 2005. This past Wednesday, there was a couple bills passed that now the Department of Education can now revamp, restructure the sexual education in our schools, starting at pre-K. Starting at pre-K. Not okay. It's not okay. And I am mad. The devil has no right to speak over the identity of our children. He has no right. It is not okay. And so what I want to do this morning is exercise our right to pray and to declare and to speak truth over this state, because this is not okay. It's not okay. We need to go to the mattresses, right? So I know it's a little weird, but I just feel like we need to pray this morning. And so that's what we're going to do. Do you have anything to add? And just go for it.
So what are you feeling?
I did, and I didn't write them down, did I? Do you remember? Oh, this stuff. Okay, yeah. So for me, and so I'm going to be obviously facilitating, leading this little moment we're going to have here, but also if something's on your heart, pray it out. Like, I don't want to do it all. I don't need to do it all. But let's get in behind one another, and whoever's praying, put everything we've got into it. But like I said, you know, we're not, what I'm not comfortable with is saying you principality of whatever come down, blah, blah. I don't recommend that. What we do want to do, and where I really want to start, and we kind of started this morning in prayer before, we need to start with repentance for dropping the ball, for any areas where we're in agreement. You can't have authority over perverse spirits and demonic things if you've got common ground. So we need to search our own hearts and see, like, is there some area here where I'm in agreement, where I'm, and it might surprise you, you know. I'll just give this example. It's probably a really weak one, but I had this dream once where I was counseling a lady, and she was dealing with, like, relational issues, like, in her marriage, and she, as I was counseling her, she was watching, like, The Exorcist or some weird, or Poltergeist or some, one of those old, like, scary movies on TV, and it was like this light bulb went off, and I was like, your problems in your marriage are because you're watching Poltergeist. And she was like, what does this have to do with my marriage? And I this is all a dream, but it helped me understand things, that you are opening a door of fear through that, and it is translating into your marriage. And so I'm saying that to say, you might be surprised at the things that you are in agreement with, because it doesn't look the same. You might not struggle with sexual stuff, but there might be some other area where you have an open door that takes away your authority to be able to confront that. So that's the first thing I want to do. Does that make sense? And so let's just take a minute. Do we have a song? Should we do the other song? I don't know. We need some music or something. I trust you, Carl. Just pick something. But just as we're kind of, let's start there. Let's start in an attitude of repentance, whether it's, God, show me if there's an area where I have common ground with the enemy, and convict me and help me to turn that over to you. And God, if there's any area where we've dropped the ball, where we haven't taken our place, where we haven't spoken when we should have spoken, or acted when we should have acted, God, convict us of that as well. God, we repent. We repent. We repent on behalf of this state. We repent, God. God, we repent on behalf of your church in this state for not taking her position, for not taking her place of authority next to you. We are seated at the right hand of God, high above all this. And we choose to take our place in our position. We repent for allowing our position to be usurped. And God, we repent on behalf of this state, on behalf of those people who don't know you, who don't, God, they don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're doing to their kids. They don't know what they're doing to these kids. God, forgive them. They don't know. They don't know what they're doing to these kids. They think they're doing right and they're doing wrong. God, forgive them. God, have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy, God.
We repent for our apathy. God, we repent for our self-sufficiency. God, we repent for our ability to think we can do it on our own. Lord God, we repent for not allowing you, Holy Spirit, to lead, thinking we've got it under control. God, we repent, Lord God, for where we've put ourselves in place to make ourselves feel secure, not realizing that we're in a war zone. Lord God, we ask your forgiveness for that. Lord, we ask your forgiveness, Lord God, for not armoring up, for being afraid. Lord God, we ask your forgiveness for being afraid, even though fear is a normal thing. God, we ask your forgiveness for that. Thank you, Father. God, we repent of that. We repent of our fear, allowing fear to be the determining thing. We repent, Lord God, for the need to be in control. God, we repent for our need to have, to feel secure and have peace. Lord God, we ask for your forgiveness for a false sense of peace, Lord God, that we've allowed into our lives. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. So this is our participatory. I'm not even coming to say the word. That's the word. Okay, so while we're in this moment,
Father, we repent in the name of Jesus for agreeing with a doctrine of demons, for choosing falsehood and lies, and turning away from the things of God. I pray, Father, that you would restore a hunger and a thirst for righteousness, and that we would be filled, that, Father, that you would release us from the hands of the wicked one, that, Father, that you would set us back on a straight path. Father, we repent for choosing a way that is not yours. We repent in the name of Jesus for taking a crooked road. Holy Spirit, you said that you would lead us and guide us, that you would be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. I pray, Father, that you would remove the scales and that you would break the darkness that is clouding our judgment, the confusion that has come over our mind, that we would not choose a carnal mindset, Father, but, Father, that we would choose the Spirit of the living God. And in the name of Jesus, I ask, Lord, that Holy Spirit would be our advocate, that you would stand in the courts of heaven and you would begin to speak on our behalf, that righteousness and justice would be the foundation of your throne, that you would set all things according to your will and your way, Father, that you would restore the breach and repair the walls in Jesus' name. We ask that you would be the Ancient of Days, that you would rise up a standard against the enemy, Father, that you would bring roadblocks into his plans and his schemes, that you would thwart his plans, and Father, that the presence of the living God would begin to strike, like Rena said, from lightning, from the earth up, Lord, that we would begin to come in unity, Father, with your word, Father, that you would restore your word in Jesus' name, that the word would be truth, Father, not the world, but the word would be truth. You are the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through you, in Jesus' name.
I forgot one thing, and it's okay because I think it fits here. As I was just praying over this, and we're going to keep praying in a second, but as I was praying over this message and just kind of letting it marinate, I kept thinking about our state flag. And there was a time where I would look at that bear that's on the can everyone picture the California state flag? There's a bear on there. And I would look at that bear and I would think that's our enemy. That's what we're up against. That was my mentality, I guess. Like this big bear that we had to deal with. And it just occurred to me in a really clear way. And I knew it in a hazy sense. But it hit me in a really clear way that bear is us. We're that mama bear, you know, looking out for her cubs, and the enemy would like us to think he's the bear. He wants that position. He wants to usurp that place, but that's not his place to hold. That's our place to hold through Christ. And so we're that bear. And so what I want to do this morning, and I'm going to ask you to stand just because that engages your body. I need to do a message on the importance of engaging your body into spiritual things. There is a connection. And we're going to go mama bear. We're going to the mattresses. We're going mama bear on this thing. And for me, I'm really feeling like, you know, policy isn't our answer. And I'm not saying you don't engage and do those things that you feel led to do as far as you calling the people that need to be called and protesting the things that need to be protested. But changing policy isn't the answer. We need a move of God. We need a move of God. We need a move of God. Legit move of God. Where people are touched by the power and the reality of Christ. So God, we ask for that. We ask for that this morning. Again, we need a move of God. We need you to come. We need your presence. We need your power. We need your healing. We need you to come and impart truth, to come and speak truth, to come and bring life into our state, into California. God, we ask you to come to California. Lord, that you would move in California. God, move on our state. Move. 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 I'm not doing this alone, church. Come on. Come on. I'm not doing this by myself. Come on. We need a move. We need a move of your spirit, God. We are desperate. We are desperate. We are desperate. Pray it like you mean it, church. Pray it like you mean it, church. Do you want him or not? Do you want him or not? Are you desperate for him or not? Do people need him or not? Do people need him or not? Oh, God, we need you to move. We need you to move in this day. We need you to move. We need you to move. Pour out your spirit. Pour out your spirit. Pour out your spirit, God. We are desperate for you. We need your presence. We need your presence. We need your power. We need you to come. Deliverance. Salvation, Lord God, this day. Lord God, that you would transfer souls from darkness into light, from darkness into light, from the devil's kingdom into your kingdom. God, we ask you for souls. We ask you for souls. For souls. For souls. For souls. God, give us souls. Give us souls. Give us souls. Souls.
Jesus, speak life.
I speak life over the children and the faculty of MPH, Father. I speak life over that. Lord, would you soften their hearts? Would you transform the people of this mountain by the renewing of their mind, Lord, that they would not speak death over MPH anymore, but that we would speak life over MPH, that we would speak positive things over MPH. Lord, change the hearts of this people on this mountain to speak life over those children, to stop saying negative things about them, to stop speaking negative things about them, but life, hope, joy, peace, Lord. I pray that you would release yourself, Father. Release your Holy Spirit over the children of MPH, God. Would you raise up a generation of children who know you, God, who know who you are, Lord. We need you to convict us, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are the one who convicts. Convict the church who speak over MPH, and it's not things that are of you, God. Convict us, Lord, to speak life over that school and the children and the faculty that are there, Lord. Change us, transform us by the renewing of our minds, Lord. Breathe on the people of that school, God. Breathe on the people of that school, Lord. We wage war over those children, God. We say the devil cannot have them. Jesus, draw them in with your everlasting love and kindness, Lord. Give courage and peace to the youth leaders on this mountain to keep on going, to not give up, Lord. Protect us, God. Fill our minds with truth, Lord, that we would be faithful with your children. Let courage and boldness rise up in the youth leaders on this mountain to not grow weary in well-doing, Lord, but to trust that you are faithful and that what you've begun, you will bring to completion. And I speak over Rim High School as well, Lord. Let those children that go there that know you rise up in their spirits, rise up in faith and hope, God. Give them what they need to be your light, Lord. It's you. There's no responsibility that they need to do, but to just keep seeking you, God. So let the high schoolers at Rim rise up. I speak life over that too and the negative things that are said over Rim High School. No more shame.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. So, God, while we're on that school thing right there, Lord God, we thank you for Charles Hoffman. Lord God, we thank you for VOE Elementary School. Lord, we thank you for MPH and Rim High School. Lord, we thank you for Mountain School, Lord God, Mountains Community School. We thank you for the Christian School, Lord God. Lord, we look and see those schools and those places. And Lord God, we break the power of every negative word that has been released over those over the kids, every negative word that's been released over every child, every school and every district. In Jesus' name and the authority given to us, we take authority over the words that have been spoken and we break the power of those assignments that have been released in Jesus' name. Lord God, we repent for our own place in doing that, and we take authority over those things in Jesus' name. Lord God, we thank you for those schools. Lord, we thank you for those schools would be places of life. We thank you those schools are places of revival. We thank you those schools are places of healing, Lord God. Let healing be released over those schools in Jesus' name. Lord God, let miracles of natural healing, physical healing, emotional healing, Lord God. Let those schools be those places, Lord, where your name is released. Lord God, let the let each faculty in each place be a place of your presence, Father.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You made all things work together for my good.
Anybody else want to pray into anything before we wrap it up? Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God, on this mountain, Lord God. Lord, let the Lord God let us have new vision. Lord God, let us have the mama bear
vision in our minds, Lord God, in our, like we're praying earlier, and when we go into the supermarket, Kalina was praying this, when we go into the supermarket, it's not just to get groceries, but it's with the heart of a mama bear that sees the loss, that says we're not backing down. Those are, God, those are your kids. Those are your kids, Lord God. These are your kids, and we are a part of that. We are partnering with you as a mama bear over her cubs. So, Father, we own it. We own it on this mountain, not just as Mountain Hope Center responsible for the whole mountain, but for the church on this mountain, that they would rise up. Lord, your bride would rise up into place, owning her place and stepping into that place as a mama bear over her cubs. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Anything else? In Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, that was a bit different, but that was good. Right? Don't you like church that it doesn't have to be about the same thing all the time, right? We get in this little religious rut. Yeah, struggling with my words. Yeah, it's cool to go after it. You know, a people of prayer, a people who own in the spirit what's supposed to be owned, right? We need to take that sort of attitude, all right? Good? If you need any prayer this morning for any sickness, health, anything else, we're here, we're available to do that. But other than that, be blessed today. Happy Mother's Day again to mothers. Go spoil your mums, or if you're a mum, be spoiled, and go spoil. Amen. Done. Good?
Love has a name, Jesus.